Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
This is the Color Weekly Sport Fishing Debate Show, and we thank you for tuning in. This week's question is, lead is dead. Is lead dead, Pangrack? I mean, you've got tungsten, which is more sensitive. I mean, I won't give you the reasons, but I mean, is it finally time that in the fishing industry, lead is dead?
This is a difficult one because you're going to have the environmentalists that say, hey, lead in the fisheries is bad, but then you're also going to have the studies that show that the lead isn't dead, but then you also have a lot of options. Like if you're a Carolina rigger, I mean, you're all about the glass and brass. Well, brass isn't lead, but it's louder. And then you have the density and the smaller weight of the tungsten. So I think there are a lot more options out there. Now, I'm going to look at this from my personal standpoint, Dave. I can't remember the last time I used a lead bullet weight in a Texas rigged situation. And what we're seeing now is a lot more jigs going to the tungsten jigs, smaller, compact, but they're also expensive still. So there's also a part of me that uses lead jigs, what I know I'm going to lose it, or lead drop shot weights in practice. So do I think lead is dead? No. Do I think lead is dying? Yes.
So you're Switzerland.
Oh yeah, we have
this.
To take
you
have no, to we have to direction. Take a decision. Lead is dead? No, lead is not dead.
Well, my thoughts on it is this. I mean, initially, the cost of tungsten was insane, and it's still more expensive, but it's come down immensely and will continue to come down. The more competition, the more it comes down. So I think that at this point, the benefit outweighs the negative. Spending a little more money, I honestly believe in a lot of situations, you have way more feel. You're going to snag less when a lot of times drop shots, people will be like, yeah, I'm losing a lot of weights. You're not going to lose near as many weights if you're throwing a tungsten weight because you just have that much more bottom contact. You have that much more feel. So your stuff doesn't get jammed like it does on lead. So I think that's a huge advantage. And I think the biggest factor is the FFS factor, forward facing sonar. I mean, a more dense metal gets seen better on forward facing sonar. And with the amount of people that are using forward facing sonar, and just like lead, I get it. People say it's pricing them out of the game. It's expensive. Everything in electronics, whether it be fishing, fast cars, or televisions, it always starts up high and goes down. I mean, that's how technology works. So in a few years, forward-facing sonar will be so much less cost prohibitive that I believe it will push tungsten even more because, I mean, people are putting creams and ointments and things on their bait so they can see it better. Tungsten does it for you. So a more dense metal, I'm all in with tungsten. And I guess that means I think that lead is dead. So I am keeping it.
I guess I'm saying lead isn't dead because there are still so many people that are using it, particularly in non-drop shot and bullet weight Texas rig and Carolina rig scenarios. But I actually listened to what you say, believe it or not, Dave, and what you said, it makes a great point. So I think we are definitely trending towards the lead is dead, and it's on life support right now. But I don't think it could make a comeback. I don't. I think it's still viable. It is still a great option, an economical option. You're definitely going to catch fish on it. You also haven't talked about on the Texas rig. Remember back in the day, you'd have the teeth marks on the lead. And so many of those flippers talk about how that tungsten, it's not soft. Those little bristles on the bass's mouth, when you set the hook, you're catching more fish because you're getting a better hookup on the tungsten. It's also a smaller weight that's able to penetrate through vegetation and through thick cover. So the more I think about it, yes, lead is dead, particularly in particularly the more advanced you get into the game of bass fishing, the deader lead gets.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. I agree. Lead is dead.
It's the equivalent of a golfer that buys a bucket of balls from the driving range of used balls, or the golfer that buys specific balls and feels that, I mean, I'm talking a lot about balls.
I think it's more like a
show,
golfer hitting a persimmon.
What is that even? What is a persimmon?
That's a wood that the head of the club used to be made out of, and then they obviously graduated from persimmon heads to carbon fiber, metal, so on.
Wow.
It's the same thing. It's basically lead versus tungsten, except with golf clubs. Well, it's a poor analogy, but you get the point.
Yeah. Yeah. Learning about golf now. Let us know what you think. Is lead dead? Keep or cull?